Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Representative Josh Gottheimer, the Democrat from New Jersey's 5th District. Josh Gottheimer biography. Representative Josh Gottheimer has served as the U.S. Representative for New Jersey's 5th Congressional District since 2017. Born on March 8, 1975, in North Caldwell, New Jersey, Gottheimer's career spans law, politics, and public service, with a consistent focus on pragmatic and bipartisan problem-solving. Representing a politically diverse district that includes parts of Bergen, Passaic, Sussex, and Warren counties, Gottheimer has established himself as a centrist Democrat committed to addressing the concerns of suburban, rural, and small-town communities. Gottheimer attended West Essex High School and went on to earn a degree in government and international relations from the University of Pennsylvania. He later received a law degree from Harvard Law School, where he deepened his understanding of constitutional law and public policy. During his time at Harvard, he worked as a speechwriter for President Bill Clinton, an experience that would shape his communication skills and his belief in the power of clear and effective messaging. After completing his education, Gottheimer worked in the private sector as an attorney and communication strategist, gaining experience in navigating complex issues and building consensus. He later held roles in public service, including positions at the Federal Communications Commission and Microsoft, where he focused on technology policy and corporate responsibility. These roles provided him with insights into both government operations and private sector innovation, shaping his approach to policymaking. In 2016, Gottheimer decided to run for Congress, challenging incumbent Republican Scott Garrett in New Jersey's 5th District. Running on a platform that emphasized bipartisan cooperation, tax relief, and infrastructure investment, Gottheimer appealed to a broad coalition of voters. He defeated Garrett in a closely contested race, flipping the district and becoming one of the most prominent centrist Democrats in the House. Since taking office, Gottheimer has focused on delivering results for his district, particularly in areas like tax policy, infrastructure, and public safety. He is a co-chair of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, a group of Democrats and Republicans committed to finding common ground on key issues facing the nation. This role has positioned him as a bridge builder in an often divided Congress, earning him respect from colleagues across the political spectrum. Gottheimer's district is one of the wealthiest and most politically diverse in the country, and he has consistently prioritized issues that directly impact his constituents. One of his signature issues is advocating for the restoration of the SALT tax deduction, which allows residents in high-tax states like New Jersey to deduct state and local taxes from their federal tax returns. He has argued that the cap on SALT deductions, implemented in 2017, disproportionately hurts middle-class families and homeowners in his district. In addition to tax policy, Gottheimer has been a strong advocate for infrastructure investment. He has worked to secure federal funding for roads, bridges, and public transportation projects in New Jersey, emphasizing the importance of modernizing the state's aging infrastructure to support economic growth and improve quality of life. Gottheimer has also prioritized public safety, supporting law enforcement and first responders in his district. He has worked to secure resources for local police departments, promote community policing initiatives, and address the opioid crisis through prevention and treatment programs. His focus on these issues reflects his commitment to ensuring safe and secure communities for his constituents. In Congress, Gottheimer serves on the House Committee on Financial Services, where he focuses on issues such as consumer protection, financial regulation, and economic growth. He also serves on the Homeland Security Committee, where he addresses threats to national security and works to strengthen cybersecurity and counterterrorism efforts. Josh Gottheimer lives in Wyckoff, New Jersey, with his wife, Marla, and their two children. He is known for his hands-on approach to governance, frequently meeting with constituents and attending local events to stay connected to the needs of his district. His pragmatic style and focus on bipartisan solutions have made him a respected voice in Congress and a leader within the Democratic Party's centrist wing. Josh Gottheimer, why people support him. Representative Josh Gottheimer has garnered strong support from his constituents and colleagues due to his pragmatic approach, commitment to bipartisan solutions, and focus on delivering tangible results for his district. One of the primary reasons people support Gottheimer is his advocacy for tax relief. He has been a vocal opponent of the cap on SALT deductions, arguing that it unfairly burdens middle-class families in high-tax states like New Jersey. His efforts to restore the full deduction have resonated with homeowners and taxpayers in his district, who appreciate his dedication to addressing this critical issue. Gottheimer's focus on infrastructure investment has also earned him praise from constituents. He has worked to secure federal funding for transportation and public works projects, helping to modernize New Jersey's roads, bridges, and transit systems. Supporters view his efforts as essential to improving quality of life and fostering economic development in the region. Another reason for Gottheimer's popularity is his support for law enforcement and public safety. He has consistently advocated for providing resources and training to local police departments, promoting community policing initiatives, and addressing the opioid epidemic. His commitment to public safety has earned him the backing of first responders and law enforcement officials in his district. Gottheimer's role as co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus highlights his dedication to bipartisanship and bridging political divides. Supporters admire his ability to work across party lines to find common ground on issues like infrastructure, healthcare, and national security. This pragmatic approach appeals to voters who value collaboration and results over partisan gridlock. Finally, Gottheimer's focus on constituent services has strengthened his connection with voters in his district. He is known for his accessibility and hands-on approach, frequently meeting with residents to hear their concerns and address local issues. His emphasis on staying connected to the needs of his constituents has made him a trusted and respected representative. Josh Gottheimer, why people don't support him. Despite his popularity among many voters, Representative Josh Gottheimer faces criticism from some constituents and political opponents who disagree with his policies or approach to governance. One of the primary criticisms of Gottheimer is his centrist approach and emphasis on bipartisanship. While his willingness to work across party lines is praised by some, it has drawn criticism from progressives who feel that he does not go far enough in advocating for bold, transformative policies on issues like climate change, healthcare, and economic inequality. Critics argue that his approach prioritizes compromise over progressive ideals, leaving some voters dissatisfied with his leadership. Gottheimer's focus on tax relief, particularly his advocacy for the SALT deduction, has also been a point of contention. While the issue is critical for many in his district, opponents argue that it disproportionately benefits wealthier taxpayers and fails to address broader economic challenges facing low- and middle-income families nationwide. His support for law enforcement has drawn criticism from some activists and organizations that advocate for police reform. Critics contend that his approach to public safety does not adequately address systemic issues within the criminal justice system, and they call for more comprehensive reforms to promote accountability and equity in law enforcement. Gottheimer's role in the Problem Solvers Caucus has also faced scrutiny from those who believe that his focus on bipartisanship sometimes undermines Democratic priorities. Opponents argue that his efforts to find middle ground may dilute progressive policies or hinder the party's ability to present a unified vision on key issues. Finally, some constituents feel that Gottheimer's focus on national issues like SALT deductions and infrastructure sometimes overshadows local concerns specific to rural and suburban areas in his district. Critics contend that he should devote more attention to addressing the unique challenges faced by smaller communities, such as access to healthcare, affordable housing, and job creation. Despite these criticisms, Josh Gottheimer remains a prominent and influential figure in Congress. His dedication to pragmatic problem-solving and his focus on delivering results for his district ensure that he will continue to play a significant role in shaping policy and bridging political divides. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.